Some of Broadway's most prominent players are donating their time to mentor the next generation of industry writers through the New York New Work Theater Festival, underway this month. Participants range in ages from 17 to 70 and include everything from a vampire rock opera, originating from Canada, to an original musical by Denise Lynn McQueen and composed with music by Eagles legend Don Henley. In fact, our good friend Jane Atkinson is starring in and directing Denise Lynn McQueen's Hotel California, the musical, which will take part in the festival on Monday, the 24th of August at 7 o'clock at the Electra Theater at the Times Square Arts Center on 43rd Street in Manhattan. To tell us more about the festival and the musical, we welcome Jane Atkinson and Denise Lynn McQueen to the roundtable. Thank you very much for both being with us.
Thanks for having us.
I have to say, this whole thing is a fascinating project. Jane, let us begin with you. Talk a little bit about New York New Works, how you came to be involved in this particular festival.
Denise approached me to direct this half-hour version of a larger production that we hope to bring to Broadway, as you said, called Hotel California, that she had submitted to the New York New Works Festival and was accepted. And that's the first that I heard of it. It's in its second year. And it's this wonderful festival that Gene Fish Jr. created because he wanted to help his friends who were artists, who were writers, who were directors, who were actors, have a platform where it didn't cost them an arm and a leg. And he gathered all of his producing and directing folks that he knew. He has quite a stable of people that he knows, two of whom I know. I know Vincent Morano and Larry Kay, who produced Live Spirit. Wonderful panel of people. And it just felt like, as an artist, it just felt so wonderful to be supported in this way financially. It's a beautiful theater, the Electra Theater. And Denise and I we're sort of a dynamic duo. We're also producing a TV series called D3. And it just felt like a win-win-win for everybody. And that's unusual when it comes to the arts, actually.
So, Denise, how did you get the idea to do Hotel California, the musical?
Oh, my. What happened was I watched the documentary that the Eagles had done, the history of them, and I thought, you know, why isn't there a musical for them? Why their music is so iconic and tells so many beautiful stories. There just needs to be some story told, and I thought it needs to be placed in a setting that's modern and brings, you know, sort of their music to a new generation, but at the same time sort of holds this, you know, a legendary story to it. So I sort of combined a very modern version of Romeo and Juliet with the story, with their music, and because I was a screenwriter and a television series writer, I really had this opportunity to look at their material from a very different perspective and just the stories that it tells versus the actual, what we love is all the tunes and what we kind of think of as all the tunes. So that was the two ways I kind of combined both ideas together.
And what kind of rights/permission do you have to get to do something like this?
Well, initially you get mechanical licensing rights, and then as it progresses, we will get rights, you know, from the from Warner Brothers, and then also we will go to the Eagles themselves and ask for permission from them.
So all of that is still a work in progress, then?
Yeah, it's a work in progress. You know, we're big fans. We're hoping this is sort of a love letter to the Eagles and that they'll hear it and recognize that we want to do this homage to them and they will be part of the process and say, you know what, we want this to go forward too.
What excites me about it, you know, Denise and I went to an Eagles concert and, you know, we stood the whole time. And frankly, I didn't realize how many Eagles songs I actually knew because I'm just I'm just a new when it comes to that stuff. And I said to Michael, my husband, I said, I don't know if I know a lot of their music. And he said, you're going to know every single song, which of course I did. And what excites me about this is reintroducing their iconic music to a whole new generation. And at the same time, my generation and beyond we'll also have a wonderful night in the theater. So we just feel, again, it's sort of like a win-win situation.
The performance is Monday, August 24th at 7 o'clock at the Electra Theater at the Times Square Arts Center on West 43rd Street. And is this presented by itself or with other work as well?
There are five other new works that will be going up at the same time. So it's definitely a night at the theater. You get to see brand new things that have, you know, are further along in the process than we are or are just as new as we are. So the whole festival is really put together so that producers will come, people will actually really come to move these projects onto Broadway.
And that is the ultimate idea, right? The ultimate idea is to move to Broadway. So who do you invite and who do you say, oh, all right, I really hope so-and-so is in the crowd?
I've reached out to Jeffrey Richards. I haven't spoken to him yet, but Jeffrey produced Enchanted April with me years ago. And I'm reaching out to some musical directors that I know that I'm very good friends with. So I'm opening my Rolodex to all the people that I know that I've worked on to come and see it.
But this is audience voted, so it's also fans and our friends and people that love us and know about the project. We're just inviting as many people that will come and vote for our show.
Like you, Joe, and Sarah.
Well, that sounds fun. That sounds like an awful lot of fun. So there's a next level, right? Then there'll be another. So you do it on the 24th, and then you'll do it again?
Right. We're hoping we'll go up to the semifinals on the 31st.
Yep.
And then it'll go up again on the 16th if we're all, we get into the finals. And that's all about the audience vote. So the more voting, the more possibility that we're going to go forward. So that's sort of our inspiration at this point. We want fans, people that know us, love Eagles music, and are really, interested in the theater at the same time.
I just wanted to make a plug for our community, because our very own David Joseph, who's performing right now at Shakespeare and Company, is our lead. And so he's going to get some wonderful New York exposure in this show as well. So we have local talent in this show as well.
So tell us a little bit about the cast, Jane.
So David Joseph is coming from the Berkshires, and I'm in the show too. I play the inimitable Mrs. Sterling, who runs the Hotel California, and she's a billionaireess, and she's a force to be reckoned with. Our other cast members are they're younger and newer to the industry, but they're very, very talented. Denise, do you want to mention some of our other cast members?
Well, we have Bethany Nicole Taylor, and we have Lauren and Azuela. And mostly what's really exciting about this is all young, new talent. And Alyssa is coming, and Barbara Wheaton, and then we have Eugene. And then we have Orion Russell and Cullen Taylor. And actually, Cullen's a local high school student.
Yes, Cullen Taylor's a contemporary of my son.
That's great. I'm curious, and I'll let you both chime in on this, but I'll begin with you, Jane. When you talk about one of the things is that, it doesn't cost an arm and a leg and it gives people an opportunity, what does that say about our state of mounting a show, even a show like this that has broad appeal just because there's a nostalgia and people know the music and a little bit about the backstory?
Well, if you're asking how difficult it is to get a show on Broadway without a major star or stars, it really, really, it is difficult.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating. I mean, even, with the amount of work that I've done and the amount of credits that I have, it's still, I'm not a singer. So I have a good track record on Broadway, but you would probably need to pair me up with a major movie star. And, it's disheartening, but why I love what this is, it's sort of to me like the Seabiscuit story idea. And when there are great people, you can't keep a good horse down. And I just think that's also the American spirit. So when I actually talk to students, for example, who talk about how hard it is these days to get into the business, I say, too bad. That's your rock to climb. When I was going through the business, you had soap opera, you had TV, you had film, you had theater, and never the four met. And so you just kind of, what I love about what Gene is doing with this festival is it levels kind of the playing ground. So Denise and I can go with people who are not necessarily known, who are very talented, and they get an opportunity and we get an opportunity. And I love that.
And Denise, your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I would speak to the idea of producing these projects because, you know, now that I've written it, I've been on the producer side of this, and you appreciate being able to show a portion of your work as a writer as well as pull together all of these people. And apparently showcases are the way this is done for producers on an average and all the time. You know, it's like American Idol for Broadway is what this really becomes. And it's a process. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of people pulling together. I know I really appreciate Jane coming on board because it was, you know, it made it easier to pull all your resources together at the same time. But it's a feat, I have to say. I mean, at one point we had a full band and then the band fell apart. Like, I've had three bands fall apart. I never even put one band together as far as I knew. But it's just a process that I've noticed. And yet,
and it's all for free. I mean, everybody's doing it for free too.
Right. And that's my favorite part. Like, now our band is like, I love this music and I just want to play it for you. And thank you so much for putting us in. And they're all professional musicians with day jobs and they do Broadway in the evening. So it's just sort of an amazing community effort at the same time. And as you know, for Broadway in and of itself, what I realize is that it is a community effort and you just have to kind of keep putting, Jane and I keep talking about just one foot in front of the other and keep going because the internet says it takes 8 years to get a musical on Broadway. And I thought, well, let's see if we can cut that time in half if we pull our resources together. So that's what I'm hoping will happen.
And as you say, everyone's doing it for free and with the hope that this will go somewhere. And I guess that that's always the hope and you're vying against everyone else who hopes it goes somewhere. But I just want to circle back to something I mentioned earlier, and that is the case that there is, while many of these there may be unknowns, with you, with the Eagles and the music and all of your collected credentials, That's a pretty good backing, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. We're hedging our bets. Yes.
Yes, but, you know, even with all of that, what's exciting is, and I will say this, what's exciting is that Denise and I and Charlie, we actually have this wonderful period of time where we get to say what happens. And that's also exciting for me. Ultimately, I would not be the one directing this if it went to Broadway. We would be getting somebody like Michael Greif or Scott Ellis or somebody who's done Broadway musicals before, and I would vie for the part that I'm going to be in for the half hour. So it's also an opportunity for me to expand my repertoire, so I get to grow as well. But yes, certainly... what we have on deck and who we know is helping this particular product move forward.
That was our reason for doing this. You know, we were inspired by a dear friend of mine that felt like she could really help produce it. And we knew we had this amazing group of people behind us that would be helpful. And Jane was one of those people. And I just knew in my heart that if I put it forward, somehow it would get to, you know, Glenn Frey or Don Henley, and they would see that this is just a complete tribute to them, their music, in a modern story, you know, and bringing it forward to a generation and uniting them with their music again. You know, I the other day I was speaking to someone, and he was 30 years old, and I said, oh, I'm doing this musical, Hotel California, and he's like, that's a weird name. And I thought, oh, my goodness. So I thought, well, let And I actually literally played the song. And he's like, that's a good song. And I'm like, you should know their music. So it's bringing it forward and getting, you know, reigniting our generation as well as a new generation.
It is the New York New Works Theater Festival, and this particular production of Hotel California, the musical, will take place Monday, August 24th at 7 o'clock at the Electra Theater at Times Square Arts Center on 43rd Street in New York. You can also catch them on Twitter and find out more by going to the festival's website, New York New Works Theater Festival, and find out more information about what they're up to. Jane Atkinson is directing this production, and Denise, I thank you very much for being with us. Good luck in putting all of this together. It seems, my goodness, it seems like a lot of work, but it seems like you're in a good place.
It is. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having us on.
Denise, Jane, thank you so much for sharing with us. What a delight.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.